This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:20 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezril. We are now talking about the economic stimulus package that was just announced by Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, the Prime Minister. So we're now going to cross over to Lawrence Todd, Head of Research and Development at IDEAS, or the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs. Thanks so much for joining us today, Lawrence.
Hi.
What do you make of these new additions?
Well, we're still going through the detail of what's just been announced. But I think I just want to make a few comments because we've been talking about this stimulus package, and this is now the sort of second iteration of it. So I think, you know, what's going on here is that we have to accept at some level that, you know, this virus is serious, and there's going to be a cost in terms of economic growth. Ultimately, that's sort of beyond the government's control. So I think when we talk about a stimulus, I think we need to understand that ultimately it's not within the government's firepower to counteract the impact that COVID-19 is going to have on the economy. And I think the risk sometimes with focusing on sort of stimulus and stimulating and that language is that we talk about, you know, what boost can we give to certain sectors and certain industries? And that ends up kind of cutting across other messages and objectives. So, for example, to be honest, I thought it was a bit confusing the way the last stimulus package had quite a lot on promoting travel and transport.
Yeah.
At a time when we know people are just, for the right reasons, cutting back on their travel expenditure. It's like the fact that you're getting it's a little bit cheaper for you to travel. I'm still not going to do that because our company has taken that as a policy decision. So I think for me, it's like, I think we need to move away a little bit from just talking about stimulus and talk about social protection. So we know we're going to see the COVID-19 driven sort of, you know, negative hit in the economy. And so the question is, do we have sort of broad-based mechanisms in place to protect people who fall out of work or fall into long-term sick pay, or even are sort of put in self-imposed isolation and therefore out of work for a few weeks? So I think I quite like to talk about, you know, how we ensure there's social protection in the system during this difficult time. And I will say, I'm still going through the details of it, but tentatively, I'm quite pleased by some of the things I've seen in the announcement, because it does talk more in that language. So it's about, okay, how do we make sure that there's payments available if people are out of work for an extended period or take no pay sick leave? And I think that's quite good, because that applies, you know, across the economy where the problem is, and applies at the level of the individual and provides that level of protection, rather than trying to say, okay, oh dear, there's going to be a downturn in tourism, we need to kind of boost that sector, because I think the tough reality is there's just going to be that downturn. So I think then the question is, can the government also, I don't know, look at protection for businesses? Maybe, you know, if there's an immediate cash flow problems, extending some loan facilities. Now, I haven't seen anything like that yet, but I haven't gone through all the details. So I think the general comment I just wanted to make was, I think we need to start to think more about not how can the government stimulate growth and create growth, because we have to accept there's going to be that cyclical hit, but more we should be thinking about how the government ensures social protection for those individuals and those businesses that are particularly going to suffer the brunt of it. And I think in that context, I think there is stuff to welcome here, but I just have to be cautious because I haven't gone through all the detail.
On that note, some 33,000 Malaysians who are forced to take no pay leave will each receive 600 ringgit a month for up to 6 months to cushion the impact of COVID-19, like you said. So this will cost the government 120 million ringgit. What sort of impact do you think this will have?
Well, look, I think the way to think about it, and that's a very good example to bring up, because that's exactly it's a social protection question, not a stimulus. You know, the government isn't saying, oh, we'll give everyone 600 ringgit so they go out and spend more money and keep the economy up. If people fall out of work long term, do they have money to get by? Which is, I think, the way we should be approaching this now. I think it's appropriate on the basis that the Malaysian welfare system that we do have probably isn't equipped to cope with that many people falling out of work for that period. And then on the assumption that because of the general slowdown, there isn't new jobs for them to go into right away, right? So we have to make sure that that's our assessment, that there isn't new jobs for people to go into right away because of the slowdown, and therefore we need to up the strength of the welfare system. So I think if that's the logic, I think that's a much sounder logic than saying we need to sort of stimulate consumption just to keep the whole thing going. And so in that, that's one of the examples of why I'm saying I sort of cautiously welcome this, because I think it is more aimed in that direction about making sure people, individuals who are impacted and are forced out of work, have to self-isolate, have to go on non-paid medical leave, or can't get different work because of the slowdown, they have enough money to get by. I really think that's the way to think about what the government's number one objective should be.
Right. And just on that note also, is there any sort of impact from moving around a stimulus package? Right, this one, we can call it one that has been revised from the one that we just saw last month.
Yeah, look, I mean, everyone is trying to understand the situation that's moving very fast. So I think it's understandable that, you know, that the government would sort of reassess its position. Obviously, we had some of our own changes within the government in the midst of all this. So I think clearly there's a case to revisit what policies have been put in place. And I think that's okay. Look, I think from a business perspective, market perspective, this is, everyone is reacting, you know, by the day to how the case is evolving, not just in Malaysia and around the world. And I think people sort of recognized at the time that maybe the stimulus package, because of the political situation, would be a bit of an interim and would kind of be revised. And I think because this situation is so dynamic, I'm not surprised to see the government sort of expanding on it. And indeed, we might see further expansion on it in the future, depending on how the situation develops. So I don't think that for me is not inherently a problem. I think the government should keep communicating and should adapt its strategy. I think it's about having a clarity of purpose. So what is the government's responsibility? Ultimately, the government can't stop the impact this virus is going to have on the economy. So it needs to look at protecting the vulnerable people, the individual vulnerable businesses, and so thinking more in terms of social protection. So I think as long as the strategy is clear, I don't mind about them updating the package.
Yeah, so we've also seen private entities like One Utama announce their own stimulus package. What do you make of this, and how effectively do you think these smaller scale measures will be?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that in that case, it's more of a, you know, it's a, if we're going to call that a stimulus package, then it's like even a sale, right, is a stimulus package. But of course, individual businesses are having to take their own decisions in two senses, right? So every decisions that are in affected industries are having to think about how to adapt to try to survive the downturn that the virus is bringing about. And of course, you know, it's going to be crucial that companies think of ways that they can retain workers and continue to generate, you know, income. And what One Utama is doing is an example of that. I think the other thing is how individual businesses are responding in terms of, you know, we just had our discussions today at Ideas about, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to make sure we're being safe, and what's the right policy with respect to work from home? And I think it's really good for, you know, businesses to be kind of communicating what they're doing and sharing lessons from each other, actually, because we're all sort of slightly in uncharted territory, and we obviously need to, you know, look to the government to provide some general guidance on that. So, look, I think it's important for businesses to, of course, adapt to the situation and try to think of ways to continue to be profitable in a difficult time. And it's also important for businesses to respond to the reality of the situation vis-a-vis their staff and to communicate with each other about how they're doing that so that we can each learn lessons.
Lawrence, thank you so much for those insights.
Thank you.
That was Lawrence Todd, Head of Research and Development at Ideas, talking to us about the revised economic stimulus package that was just announced by Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. He'll also be holding another press conference tonight at 9 p.m. We'll be streaming that, so stay tuned. In the meantime, we are headed to the 6:30 news. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.